What's going on, guys? James Camacho here. This is Kicking It With Camacho. Good to be here on March 19th, 2024. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope your St. Paddy's Day was good. Hope you didn't throw up too much from all the Guinness and the Jameson. I hope you weren't too emotionally repressed. Hope you did an Irish exit. I gotta be honest, man. Irish exit, one of the best things the Irish people got going on, you know? I should have been Irish, man, because seriously, I love Guinness. I love Stout. I love Jameson. And, like, dude, I mean, as guilty as I feel leaving a party without saying goodbye to people, I mean, some days where you're really just feeling it, some days where you're just like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to be me. I'm going to go with it. And you just leave without saying goodbye, you know, just knowing you didn't waste 11 minutes of your life. Because, you know, usually when you say goodbye to people, like, there are some occasions where people are like, where are you going? Oh, my God. Oh, please stay. Oh, what are we going to do without you? But most of the times, it's just people being like, what? You're going? Okay, go. Yeah. Okay, goodbye, man. Jeez. And it's just like, oh. Did I really have to go through that emotional turmoil and that waste of time just to feel like I'm not going to get in trouble? You know, that's my whole life, man, is just trying to not get in trouble, you know? And God damn it, in therapy, I'm trying to get over that, you know? I'm trying to just be myself and say fudge it to the man. But anyways, man, I hope you had a great weekend. Let's do a little update on my life goals here. As you know, I'm trying to monetize my YouTube channel. If you're a new listener of the podcast, I want to just say I have two goals I'm trying to get. Life goals, career goals, whatever you want to call it. I'm trying to monetize my YouTube channel, which requires 4,000 hours of watch time. And as of today, March 19th, I'm at 2,701. We're getting a little bit closer every day. Every week's about 100 new hours. So I really appreciate you guys. If you could keep liking, sharing, watching, subscribing, commenting, all that stuff, really would appreciate it. As much as I love doing this, it would be nice to get a little compensation, you know, because I'm hungry. My cats are hungry. And, you know, I'm not going to be able to feed my myself and my fluffs with, you know, watch hours. I need money. And my other goal is my bench press goal. My goal is 225. I benched over the weekend. We got 200 down, so we're about 25 pounds away. I try to go up about 5 pounds a week. So technically speaking, in about 5 weeks, if everything goes right, I'll be able to hit 225. So let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm looking at the calendar now. Could be hitting that benchmark at the week of April 15th, which I'm going to the Bahamas for 2 weeks for gigs on April 22nd. And I'm sure I could find like a decent gym there and I can keep working on it. But I wouldn't want to, like, just in case I can't, you know, just in case I'm going to have to like work out on the beach or something. I would love to hit that goal, but you know, it's one of these, I'll say this about like fitness goals. There's always plateaus. There's always like things that kind of, you know, things happen. So, that's wishful thinking to get to 225 by April 15th, but, you know, hell or high water, I'm going to try. I don't even get the hell or high water. Why high water or hell? Is it because like hell's bad and then high water's bad, like tsunami? So both are like dangerous and like, if you're saying hell or high water, you mean, you know, you're going to get it done no matter what. So it's just like, no matter if I'm in hell, I'm getting burned, or no matter if I'm getting a tsunami and I'm drowning, I'm going to get it done. I guess that kind of makes sense. And real quick, guys, my tour dates coming up. Please come see me live. I'd love for you to come see me do stand-up, man. I'm getting pretty good at stand-up. And I'm really proud of my material. I have as much fun being on stage as I do on this podcast. So please come out. I'll be in Albany this Sunday, March 24th. New York City, March 30th. Houston, Texas for the first time, April 6th, Saturday. Bahamas, like I said, April 22nd, I want to say to... I always get the dates wrong. April 22nd to May 5th, I'm at Bahamas. And then... Kenosha Comedy Club, May 17th, 18th. McKinney, Texas, May 31st, June 1st. All tickets can be at jamescamacho.com, including all the information for those shows. All right, enough plugs. Without further ado, let's get to the meat and potatoes of the podcast. This week, we're going to cover... I had a little rant I want to do, which should be fun. I'm not really sure. I know what I want to say, but I'm not sure how I'm going to say it. I also have a podcast announcement, like the future of the podcast. We have some trending news, including Kanye West and Adidas. Adidas has been trying to sell the rest of the Yeezy stock, and Kanye's got something to say about it. And then apparently a singular woman married a AI hologram of her exes. Wow, we'll talk about that. Normally I answer questions on the podcast, but this week I got no questions. So we're just going to go straight to some motivational quotes. So that's about it, man. Let's get started. So this weekend was St. Paddy's Day weekend, and I didn't do shit. As you guys know, I'm a pretty boring guy. I'm a workaholic. I'm a health nut. So I didn't go out and get hammered or anything. I don't do that shit, man. You know, I'm trying to get my bench goal. I'm trying to get my career goals, you know. And when I said I did nothing, I didn't just sit around at home, you know, just sitting there on my couch, you know, not moving. I worked. I did my, podcast stuff during the day, booking stuff during the day, editing clips, and then I went out and did stand up at night. It sounds like a pretty sad existence, but you know, this was what's make. I used to get in my head about that, like, hey, I'm not blacking out every weekend, I'm not going out, I'm not socializing, I'm not trying to, you know, have a one night stand. Like, am I living life? What the hell's wrong with me? You know, but. What I realize is, like, that stuff doesn't make me happy, you know? Like, of course, a one-night stand's fun. Going out with your friends is fun. But it's like, you know, all the money you spend when you go out, and then when you go out, you drink, you ruin your body, you're hungover the next day, you can't move. And it's just, like, all these social, like, games, you know? It's like, dude, I don't know. I have a goal in life, you know? I'm trying to, you know, be the best comedian I can be. I'm trying to, you know, further my career. I'm trying to, you know, get the physique I want. So it's like, those going out literally... works against all my goals, you know, because if I drink, I'm not going to be able to have the success in the gym, right? Can't achieve the physique I want. And if I drink hungover, I can't get my work done. And then listen, like, I'm a comedian, I'm in the entertainment industry. So like, when people go out on weekends, when normal people do that stuff, I'm working. So that's just, it is what it is. And I used to feel really guilty about it. Like, am I wasting my life? I'm not having any fun, making any memories. But you know what? I have fun working on my career. So, I'm over it, man. But I will say this, man. So I was out running around town doing spots, you know. What I mean by spots is, like, I was doing small shows in the city. And just seeing all the, like, the people in their green hats and their green shirts. You know, I put on green, too. But, you know, in celebration for St. Paddy's Day, obviously. But, like, I just put on green to celebrate the holidays. But, like, just the people, like, all the bars just, like, packed to the gills. And people, like so packed. Like, people are, like, outside, like, trying to get in. Or, like, there's, like, that divider that opens, you know. There's, like, bar seating outside. So, you have people spilling out. And just how hammered they are. And, like, it's brought. Listen, I remember those days, like, day drinking. Like, that shit really is fun. It really is fun, but I don't know if this might just be my negative, my negativity and my not funness or whatever you want to call it. But it's like, I don't know. I'm getting to the point of, like, I see people like that, and it's just like, man, they just look like sheep to me, you know? Now listen, maybe if you're Irish, you're celebrating your heritage, I guess that's a little cooler. But seriously, man, if you're, like, not Irish, you're just a normal person, and, like, you're like, oh, St. Paddy's Day's here, let's get fucked up. Let's get fucked up all day, starting at, like, 2 p.m. Like, and it's, listen, it's, like, it's fun to have those days, right? You know, for me, I like, if I can earn something like that, but I feel like I've accomplished enough and I have a day off, I don't mind a day drink, right? But just, like, the fact that, like, you do it on a holiday... where everyone else is doing it. And then you're in this packed environment, so you know it's like it's uncomfortable. You're neck to neck with someone. I used to have a joke about like clubbing, how packed it is. Like you're just jammed in there like sardines, you know? And drunk, like confined in a small space, like that's got to be the most uncomfortable thing in the world. And you're doing it because everyone else is doing it. It's like, it really is like sheep-like behavior, you know? And everyone's like blacked down. Like, listen, I know I sound negative and I sound not fun. I sound grumpy pants here, you know? But it's like, man, like I walk by and like I used to kind of feel like, man, I should be getting drunk. I'm young, you know? But now I walk back like you know, dude, how is that enjoyable, you know? Like, why are you just following? Like the people that like drinking and stuff is their whole, listen, and I just want to say I used to be like this in college. In college, right? But if you're like a young professional my age, I'm 30. If you're one of these people and you're still like blacking out every week, like it's just like you're the weekend, once your work's done, you're like, it's St. Paddy's Day. Let's get blacked out. Like, we're like, dude, I was on the street the other day and I just heard a guy stumbling out of a bar with all his friends, right? Blah, 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 blah. Hammered. And he goes, where the fuck's the next move? Where's the next move? It's like, you're that like pumped up about like, you're getting fucked up. You're already fucked up. And now you're like, where's the next place I'm getting fucked up? You know? It's just like, it's just kind of a sad thing because it's like, there's no accomplishment from getting that hammered, right? Except for, you know, right. It's just, you want to let go, let loose. But when you're getting that blacked out, you know, there's no goal. There's no like, you know, unless, I guess maybe if you're like a taste tester for alcohol, maybe. But there's just, you're just seeing someone really just fuck themselves up. And like, I hate to be so judgmental, but, and I used to be like this, but I really do. I want to say this, you know, people that are drinking to excess like this, like they either have a problem. I mean, yes, they have for sure. But it's like, they got to be hiding from something, man. You know, like, I don't know. I can't really, because I feel like I'm judging really hard people that just want to have fun, because this is most people my age. But it's like, if that's like your personality, isn't that sad? That's your personality. It's like, what are your goals? You know, like if you had real goals that were like cool, you wouldn't be getting this fucking hammered unless you had like a drinking problem. But then you're like hiding from something, you know? So yeah, I don't know. Like, listen, I like to drink too. Like I have a beer. What do I say? Like every week, how many beers would I have? Maybe like 4 or 5 beers a week. You know, after a show, have one. Maybe if I go out, have two, right? But this whole thing of getting inebriated to the point where like it's going to, you know, physically affect you and harm you, man, it's just wild. And I hate to be so judgy, man, but it's just like, one, you know, people are getting, hey, like that's their whole personality. You see the girls, right? You know, the flock of girls with their pizza boxes and shit, you know, it's just like, yo, that's bad, man. You're fucking hammered and you're eating shit fucking greasy pizza. And then you're pretending like, like you're cute or something. Like, this is my I eat pizza. I get blacked out. I'm going to throw all this up later and not be able to move or function or whatever. It's just like how, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm, like I said, I sound snobbish because I'm just this goal-oriented guy or whatever. I'm trying not to be, but it's just like, to me, it's just sad, man. You know, and listen, I'm probably going to go on dates where, because a lot of people are like this, right? They're turn up people. They're, you know, get lit people. Let's go take some Instagram photos at a rooftop bar. Let's go get some fancy margaritas at, you know, 2 p.m. on Saturday on a rooftop bar. Spend $87, you know? I don't know. I just feel like I have a higher purpose. Oh, talk about not trying to sound pretentious. Could that have been more pretentious? I am better. I have more things going on. But I do, man. I have comedy. I don't know. I just think it's like, you know, it's so classic, but it's like amateur hour, you know, where like it's a holiday, so everyone gets together. I don't know, man. It's just like, you know, it's the same thing when like I see people trying to go eat at a popular fast food or restaurant joint and there's like a huge line down the street. I'm like, bro, you know, why are you going to wait 2 hours to get a fucking cheeseburger that you heard is good, you know, because everyone else is doing it? Like, it's not worth the wait, you know? Just, you know, one thing you could do, if you really want it that bad, this is what I would do. I would just wake up early and go there when they first open, you know? whenever like is they're not busy, I would go. I wouldn't go when everyone else is going just to sit all doing this. Like, how could you enjoy waiting in line? It's the same thing with like St. Paddy's Day at an Irish bar. It's like, how could you enjoy being squished in there with 800 other fucking people, you know? I don't know. This really is the rambling of an antisocial sad person. I don't know, man. I just, at least I don't, I'm not like feeling guilty about it. I used to feel like I should be doing that stuff because I want to live my life. But I'm actually embracing the fact that like that's not who I am anymore, you know? Anyways, all right. I also wanted to say this. I guess we can say this before we go on to like the news topics. I got a little podcast announcement. From now on, from this week starting forward, the podcast will be once a week, and then there will be the Patreon. As of last week, I was doing two episodes, and then having a Patreon as well. Listen, I like doing the podcast a lot, but I've kind of realized that you know, the podcast is it's for me and my like real true fans that want to kind of see me a little more. And I need to focus more on kind of outreach and getting new fans, right? So the day I usually record the second podcast, I'm going to more focus on making like stand-up clips because, obviously I'm a comedian, right? So stand-up clips, you know, they help people, you know, they give people... It's better for me to sell tickets on to my shows. And also, you know, I said earlier, there's no questions this week. The podcast viewership is, you know, it's died every week a little bit. So maybe I'm giving too much away. But this kind of goes into like also something I realized. It's like I spent the last year of my life trying to be myself. In my entire like in all facets of life. Like, in you know, my personal life, and my professional life. And, you know, because I'm a comedian, I'm an artist, I'm just like, hey, I'm going to be myself, unforgivingly myself, is that the right word? Whatever. So, I was like, I'm going to be myself, I'm going to embrace it, and you know what I realized? This is just for me, so when I say... You, I don't want to refer to myself in the first person, so I'll do it like, I guess, in like a third person way, but it's like, you can't be yourself online. That's something I realized. If you are not already like famous, if you're a celebrity and you cut yourself, people are almost like, oh my God, that's what they really sound like, or that's who they really are, right? Like if you see an actor, let's say Matt Damon, for example, right? Matt Damon's doing all these characters, actor, yada, yada. You just see him on TV, but if he has like a podcast, let's say he had a podcast, right? Or he's just like unfiltered talking on Instagram Live. People will be fascinated, like, oh my God, he's just a normal person. Holy shit. And, you know, something I realized is like, I'm not Matt Damon. I'm not famous. Not a single person gives a shit who I really am, except for the people that watch the podcast and people in my real life. But I was spending a lot, too much time, I guess almost like going with this vibe of like, I'm going to be myself and I'm all like more people. I guess I thought more people cared. I had more fans than I did, but I really don't, man. Like my following is pretty decent, but all those people, they're not really, you know, real hardcore fans. You know, it's also like, I would say if like I have 180,000 followers on TikTok, probably a little more than that. I would say maybe 1% are hardcore fans. So what's 1% of 100? Like, is that even 100? Or is that like 18? Something like that, right? And those, you know, no, yeah, definitely not 100. But like, so I would say like, let's say 18 of those people are like real fans that actually want to hear me kind of talk unfiltered and stuff. That's not a lot, you know? That's why it's like you really got to get to like the millions. Like if you take 1% of a million, that's like what, 1,000, you know, and then if you get like 1,000 views on a podcast or like whatever, that's great. You can, that's good. But anyways, I realized that I can't be like being myself is not working. I failed. You know, whatever my natural persona whether it's my natural persona, it's not working online, and or it's just like I'm not famous, so no one really gives a shit what I have to say. But I built a lot of my following really kind of doing my niche of like I'm Chinese and Puerto Rican. And honestly, man, it wasn't even like intentional. I just like when I first started comedy, I just started writing about myself. And these are the jokes that really went viral online. Like, dude, like I forget how viral this shit is, man. Like I've had videos get like 30 million views and stuff. And like people, like a lot of times I'll meet people on the street that are in comedy, not in comedy, or like I'll do like, I'll just meet people and they'll be like, oh, I've seen you before. Like, oh, I know you. Or when you said Chinese Puerto Rican, I recognize you. And like, I forget like, I've been spread out, you know? And obviously I got really kind of like bored and I felt like, you know, I was just like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not being myself. Like I was only talking about my ethnic background and nothing else. And I want people to obviously know me a little more. And I went on this journey of like, I'm going to just be who I am online and not just there's more to me than being mixed race. And it's so fucking sad, man. But it's just that's not the reality. You know, that's not the way the business works. You know, now in my personal life, on stage, on the podcast, I can be more myself. Right. But in terms of like social media, like TikTok, Instagram, like one thing I've realized about these algorithms is that if people follow you from a certain thing you do or say, they're only going to be shown content that is literally kind of the same format or same topic. So that was my problem. It's like I had people follow me from being Chinese and Puerto Rican videos, and then I would talk, that would put, start putting stand-up clips and stuff, talk about other topics, and they were I used to think people thought it sucked, but I realized like people weren't even seeing my content, you know? And I could tell by the numbers, the reach was way down, the likes were way down. And I used to like take it personally, like what's wrong with me? Because literally I was being myself. I was like, I'm going to say the things I want to say. And it was hard. It was a hard journey. It was a hard lesson, but I'm treating fucking social media as a business. I'm not going to put so much of myself into it. And if my niche is the thing that's going to give me the most views, the most followers, reach the most new people so I can get my numbers up, which can help me get booked, that's what I'm going to do. All right. And that's what I've decided, because like the podcast was another way for me to just be myself. Right. But I really got to focus more time, energy into getting new followers so I can like kind of get to that like 100,000 mark on Instagram or 200,000 mark on TikTok, where, you know, I reach more people and have, you know, when I announce a show or do a stand-up show or have a podcast, more people, there's a chance to reach more people and I can make more money, I can have a better career. So, yeah, that's why I've decided to cut the one podcast, because I realized kind of this podcast is just for me and it's for my really close fans that really do want to hear and like what I have to say. And I love you guys for that so much. And I'm sorry if this, you know, if anyone's like kind of like, oh, damn, like I'm missing a podcast. It's like, yeah, I'm sorry, man. It's like, I got to do what's best for me. But I still, like I said, I will do one a week because I really do love doing the podcast. It's just, I got to be more business minded, you know, focus more of my energy on trying to get more people. And then also a Patreon every week, patreon.com/JamesCamacho. There'll be a free bonus, an additional bonus episode every Friday. Yeah. So that's kind of my little announcement, guys. That's the sad reality. I spent a year trying to be myself, and it failed. Man, when you really put it like that, it's sad. You know? It's sad. I feel like an Instagram model with the big butt, you know? And I'll post my big butt photos, and then I post a picture of like, hey guys, I just want to let you know, I like painting. Here's a picture of me painting. And then it gets like, all my butt photos get like a million likes, and my painting photo gets like 200 likes. Because people are there for the butt photos, you know? They're not there for who I am and my art and what I'm passionate about. And it's a bummer, man, but that's fine. I'll just remove myself from it, and I'm going to treat it as a business. So that's what we're doing here. Anyways, yes, so one podcast a week, guys. Appreciate your support. Love you guys. All right, let's get into some trending news topics. These are kind of old, but these are things I kind of like forgot to bring up to you guys. And these are things I really think are interesting. So Kanye West is killing Adidas. Basically, what's happening here is that Adidas is selling the remaining, they're selling old Yeezys, right? They're selling, so if you guys don't know, Kanye West and Adidas, they partnered a while ago to make a shoe line called Yeezy, right? And it was very successful. It's probably next to like the Jordan brand, the second most popular shoe out there. And Kanye and Adidas had a falling out, as we all have heard. Kanye says some crazy things, and the relationship ended. And now Adidas is selling new Yeezys. Apparently, in the contract, they own or copyrighted the designs. So even if Kanye is not a part of the team or a part of the Adidas family, they're still, I guess, legally able to sell them, right? So I'll just read from the article. Adidas is selling another batch of Yeezy footwear from its Kanye West era. It's the company has been working to unload about $1.3 billion worth of Yeezys since Yeezy's anti-Semitic comments, which led to severing its ties with the rapper. So the latest release began Monday. This is like a month ago. Adidas said in a statement, it includes products from 2022, like some of the brand's most popular designs, such as the 350 V2 in steel gray. So basically what happened is that the company is selling Yeezys, but then apparently they're selling them without Kanye. And Yee went on Instagram, and then he called out on his fans to boycott the brand, saying that the Yeezys that they were making were quote unquote fake, which, I mean, they're not fake because they're made by Adidas per se, but they're made, like, Kanye didn't design them. So Adidas is basically just making their own versions of Kanye's shoe. And he also alluded to the $250 million lawsuit the sneaker maker has pending against him, which is why I don't know why they have a lawsuit against him, because, you know, that's weird to like try to sue, I guess, because like, I don't know, I'm not even going to try to figure it out. But anyway, so Kanye wrote, anybody who loves Yee will not buy these fake Yeezys. And the crazy thing is, Adidas was like, you know, they went ahead, they released the 350 V2 in steel gray. I believe they also released a foam runner or slides. And Yeezys usually sell out pretty quickly. I mean, pretty instantly. And apparently all the sizes of these new Yeezys have been sitting. And what I mean by sitting is that they're just like sitting. For sneakerhead terminology, sitting means like sitting on the shelves. Like there's no one's grabbing them off the shelves. No one's buying them, right? So we can go, oh, they're sitting online. It means like they're sitting on the shelves online. Like no one's buying them. And like I said, this was a month ago. So let's go ahead and see if there's still, if I could still buy a pair right now. Let's see. Yeezy Boost 350 V2 in steel gray. So I'm on the Adidas website. And they're asking me for consent to give them my information, which I will not because I hate them. I fucking can't. This nothing gets me more angry than that. Maybe did it sell? I'm trying to see if I can find. Here we go. The steel gray, right? So weird. They don't have. When you want to buy, it doesn't say buy. It just says participate, which is so fucking stupid. Just say buy like a normal person. It says I need to be an Addy club member to take part in drops. This is already too difficult. I'm trying to buy a pair of these shoes that you guys can't fucking sell, and I can't find it. Okay, Yeezy now available. Maybe this is where I need to be. Nope, it went right back to the old. So you're saying I can't buy these unless I so I guess I have to I guess that's what participate means. It doesn't mean buy. It means I need to. I have to sign in to buy these? No wonder why no one's fucking buying them. This is ridiculous, man. This is so ridiculous. What is taking so long? This is wild. I can't even fucking buy. I can't. If I wanted to buy Adidas, I can't even buy them. Let me try, because I think on my one of my phones, I have the app. Let's see if I can find it. What is it called? Adidas or Drops? Oh, God damn it. This is so bad. Not only is it bad for the podcast, there's so much dead air, but it's like, I'm trying to buy your product. This, no wonder why these fuckers, I don't have it on my phone. All right, well, I tried. I tried to see if I could buy a pair, and I can't. I'll try one more time. I'm going to try Yeezy. I'm going to try directly on the Adidas website. Yeah, bro, this is pretty wild. I can't buy the shoes. I have to. They want me to sign up. So it says you need to be an Addy Club member to. This is wild. So on Adidas, you can only buy a Yeezy products if you sign up. That's like, oh, I want to watch something on Netflix, but you need a Netflix membership. Why? Oh, so brutal. Anyways, so. Yeah, so I'm not going to be able to, but, you know, from what I see here, all sizes are available. Okay, so it says available, every size is available for these Yeezy Boost 372. All sizes available, right? So, and then here's another one. What is this, Moon Rock? Oh, this is an online draw, it says. But yeah, dude, these used to sell out, like, instantly. Here's another one, Yeezy 500. Maybe I'll, here, let me show you guys. So here's Yeezy 500. Again, every size is available. If you see here, I'm trying to see if I can get, I can't scroll to the side apparently. Every size is available. Every size is available. These used to sell out in 1 second. All right, let's go back here. The slides. The slides are like one of the most anticipated, hyped up thing. Again, every size available. Like, dude, the slides, I mean, in the heyday of Yeezy, the slides will cost $70. They sell out in a second, and you could sell them for like people used to pay $200-$300 for these fucking slippers. Isn't that crazy? These two, these foam runners, these kind of like Croc things. You know, I had a pair I sold for like $200-something. They cost $90. These fucking Crocs, right? Every size available. Every size available. So the point I'm trying to make here is that Adidas is fucked, and Yeezy has Yeezy's influence, obviously, has caused this. See, even these. Oh, see, we got some sizes sold out here, but you know, Yeezy Slide Black. You used to need a bot to get these. And now you can get them in the biggest sizes. Like, these are the most common sizes, 10, 9, 11, 12. Man, that's the thing that people, like, I don't know what Adidas is thinking. I mean, they probably know that they're kind of screwed, and they're just trying to make any money they can back. But it's like, people only wear these slides, these whatever, these shoes, because of Kanye. So for them to, like, sever ties with him, I mean, it's kind of stupid, man. You know, it does show you how like the influence is pretty crazy though, man. Because most people normally, like, when there's potential to like buy hype things or like, you know, with sneakers and stuff, and it takes a lot to like tell people like, no, don't buy this, or like, you know, or any cause, like, listen to my cause. But when it comes to people's like, you know, when it comes down to like money, desire, it's really hard to get people to, like, listen to you, you know? And, damn, it's pretty crazy how big of an influence he has, you know? I'm just trying to think if, like, Michael Jordan did that with Nike. Let's say him and Nike had a falling out, and he's like, don't buy any more of these goddamn Jordans they're making. Do you think people would stop buying them? I think the Jordan hype is too big almost. And also, like, you don't hear a lot from Jordan these days. Like, he's kind of very secretive and quiet. So I think a lot of the influence actually just does come from the sneaker, you know? So I feel like even if, like let's say Jordan and Nike had a falling out, and then Nike decided to release a Jordan 4, which I got one of these on right now. And then Jordan's like, for the love of God, don't buy these things. Fuck, screw Nike. I think they would still sell out, you know? It's just the fact that Kanye is very vocal and, like, you know, dude, no one cared about Adidas until Kanye got there, you know? I guess no one cared about Nike until Jordan got there, but this relationship has been going on for, what, like 30 years now? Maybe 40, right? I think we're coming up. 2015 will be the 30-year anniversary of the Jordan. So it's like, yeah, 30-year relationship. There's just so much hype built into it, you know? Wow, that's insane, man. I'm telling you, man, to have that kind of influence where you go up to your fan base and be like, hey, don't do this, and people actually live. I guess Taylor Swift might be the only other person I can think that could probably have that kind of influence, you know? You know, don't buy tickets to the show, or don't buy this from this album, like, from this, because, you know, and then I think all the Swifties would be on board. But you think about, like, no, I don't think any athlete could do that. If LeBron James is like, Laker fans, don't buy tickets to Lakers games. I'm not playing because, you know, we have a disagreement in our contract negotiation. People would still go, man. It's really hard to get people to sacrifice for you, you know? I guess it's not really a sacrifice to spend $200 on fucking sneakers, but yeah. Also, the shoe game has died a little. The sneaker game has died a little bit. Like, it was really crazy when The Last Dance came out. But the sneaker companies, what they've done is that they've actually increased supply to meet demand. So obviously when, like, you know, you satisfy enough of the demand, the hype goes down. So, yeah, it's, I used to like resell stuff and, I just stopped because there's really no point. They make so many more pairs. Like, they used to make, like, for a hype sneaker, they used to make like less than 50,000 pairs. Now, even with the hype stuff, they'll make like 100,000, 200,000. They're retroing. Jordan's retroing all these old sneakers. And, like, they used to make maybe like 70 to 100,000. And now they literally make like 500,000 pairs. So it's interesting. They build up all this hype. And now they're just capitalizing on all the hype and demand that they built, you know? I'm sure it's all going to be cyclical. I'm sure in a few years, they're going to start releasing things way more limited. Get the fucking hype up again, right? People see resale prices going up. It's going to just cause more demand, and then it's a very smart cycle. Damn it. I wish I went to business school. How do I create demand for my own product? My comedies. So yeah, that's very interesting. Let's move on. Here's a crazy one. Apparently, a woman trains AI on her exes, creates a hologram, and marries it. Please bring on the apocalypse soon. That is the headline of this. I guess this is more of a journal, right? This is not a pub. I'm so sick of. Yeah, I guess this is. It says latest news. I don't like journalists giving their opinion. Just fucking report the news. Please bring on the apocalypse soon. Just shut the fuck. Woman trains AI and exes, creates a hologram, and marries it. That's fine. No opinion. No opinion. I think this is blah, 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 blah. That's not journalism. Just say the fucking facts. God damn it. I can't take it anymore. I can't take this world we live in. Ah, just get me out. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, a woman living in Spain has found her new love in the form of a hologram, which has taken on the similarities of her previous boyfriends. Let me show you what I'm looking at here so you guys can see the images of what this hologram looks like. It looks like a fucking iRobot. Look at this. Can you guys see that? Yeah, so here she is, all in the wedding gown. And then here's the hologram. No real facial features, just like lines and robot-y type of stuff. I'll try to read this with you guys. So, yeah, woman living in the summer, artist Alicia Framis. Only an artist would do something like that, because artists are all crazy, right? I'm an artist. I'm crazy. She'll be marrying AI Alex with AI in it. Ooh. an AI hologram at the Depot Bonjamas Van Bing. What the? Okay. She's going to get married at a museum. The wedding will be part of her performance project called The Hybrid Couple, which looks at the relationship between humans and AI in contemporary society. Wait, so this is one of her art projects? This is her performance project. The hologram of her dreams has been trained to replicate her exes, and the artist believes this technology is one of the best at replicating human feelings. While the 57-year-old, she's 57. She looks great for 57. Is that really her? Or is this like a movie? Yeah, so they haven't gotten married yet. I guess this is just like a generic image, because she's not 57 in that, right? She looks kind of hot in that. The 57 explains this experiment with love, intimacy, and identify in the age of identity. And identity in the age of AI. She tells Euronews that this could become the new normal. Love and sex with robots and holograms are an inevitable reality. They are great companions and capable of expressing empathy. How do you have sex with a robot? Does it just put on a strap on and just goes at it? I guess that is it, yeah. Just as phones saved us from loneliness and filled the voids in our lives, holograms as interactive presences in our homes can take it even further. All right, first off, phones have not saved us from loneliness and filling the voids in our lives. I feel like, for me, I'm more lonely with fucking phones in my lives, you know? That's the thing. Like, you know, people are like, oh, you're scared AI is going to take over the world. You're scared. Like, it's only going to take over the world if us humans don't know what the hell we're doing with it, right? If we fumble, like, using it. If we use it for the wrong things, or if we, like, use it as weapons, you know? But it's like, dude, I don't know. It's like, for me, like, I'm on my phone. There's social media. I never felt more lonely, you know? I think most people can agree, right? That's why people complain about dating apps. You literally have a thing where you can date online, but people still crave interaction in person. Like I heard a girl once say, you know, on the dating apps, she's only swiping right on 10s. But if a 7 were to approach her in person, she'd still go on a date with them. It's because people do still crave human contact, you know? So this whole thing of, like, it makes us, saves us from loneliness and fills the void in our lives, that could not be, there's nothing more lonely than being online and, like, you get a lot of likes in your post. Yeah, does it feel good? Sure. But then at the end of the day, no one gives a shit. Like, no one's actually saying good job. No one's actually in, like saying it. You know what I mean? So I've said this before. It's like bad or good. If I have a video that goes viral and I get all these likes and comments, sure, it feels good, right? But it only feels good because, like, for me, it's like, great. You know, I put work into this bullshit. Thank God it's paying off. It's not like, oh, people love me, you know? And same thing if I get something like it's panned, people are shitting on me, right? You know, it does hurt because you think people think you suck. But, like, dude, in real life, no one's saying you suck, right? Same thing if you've got a viral video going. No one in real life is saying, oh, I like you. I like you. I like you. It's just, you know? Hey, Boba, you want to talk about AI with me? You're not an AI, right? You're a real cat. So yeah, she gets married. Here's the thing that I find interesting. Listen, I'm very this is why I hate her, the person who wrote the article, please bring the apocalypse soon. It's like, dude, let people just do what they want, right? You know? And if you think it's a mistake, if you really think it's a mistake, then just shut up and wait for them for it to fall apart, and then you can tell them you told them so. You can laugh in their face. Why do you have to, like, go out and, like, express your distaste or whatever, your disdain, you know? Oh, Bubba wants me to rub his belly. Can you guys see? Whatever. So I'm going to do the podcast as I rub his belly.
Multitasking, bruh.
Yeah. You know, like, I last episode, we're talking about the guy who identified as a woman being in the woman bathroom at Planet Fitness. It's like, bro, it's like, listen, the company policy was that this is what we allow, and this guy identifies as that. Why would he not take advantage of that situation? You know what I mean? Am I saying it's right, it's wrong? No, I would be fucking freaked out if the opposite sex was in a locker room. But it's like, that's the establishment you're in, you know? And, you know, if people identify as whatever, if they want to marry dolphins, if they want to, you know, do what they want to their body, even if to you it may not make sense, just let people, like, get out of people's fucking business, you know? Sorry, now there's hair everywhere. There's always a price to pay when you fluff a cat. Yeah, just fucking, you know, she wants to marry this AI model thing. Do I think it's ridiculous? Yeah, I think it's ridiculous, but because I think you need human contact or you're still going to feel lonely. Like, she may, it's just not going to last, I think, but I'm not going to berate her for it. This is my friend. I would still go to the wedding, right? I try to throw some water on the robot. Maybe I'll get it to break, but that'd be fucked up, right? If I just do a fucking Gatorade bath while she's about to get married to it and just this, it blows up. That would be really, that. See, I would never do that because that's really fucked up, right? But the thing that kind of got me kind of weary is that this hologram is taking on the similarities of her previous boyfriends. So it's a combination of her exes. But all those relationships have failed. So why would you do a combination of things that have failed and then marry it? You catch my drift here? Is that making sense to you? You know? I'm trying to bit about this on stage, but it's like, that's like if I was like, hey, you want to come over and watch a marathon in my house? Sure, what movies? All the Transformers. He's like, those all fucking suck. Just because you put them together doesn't mean it's going to turn out magically good, you know? Is that funny? Comment if you think that was funny. I'm saying it on stage. I got a laugh yesterday, but I think the crowd was on ayahuasca. But yeah, that's just funny to me. Like, you're literally taking all your failures, putting, like, that's like if the submarine, the submersible that exploded in the Titanic, you know, someone was like, I made a ship. It's just as good as the Titanic and the submersible. What? What? I guess I see you're like, okay, so it's got a lot of good, but it still failed, you know? I would assume she took all, like, the good traits about them and all the stuff she didn't like about them and put them in the thing. But it's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Isn't love supposed to be, like, I don't know, it's supposed to be natural, come to you, like, you know, that's what, like, if, I don't know, girls I've been with, like, they just want everything to seem like it's, like, natural, like not planned, you know, spontaneous. Right. So if you have to, like, make it yourself, I don't know how that makes you feel good. Maybe you have to be real, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's the new generation. I mean, she said she was 57. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe she's just desperate, man. You know, or me. You know what I think? I would think that she's probably a little bit egotistical where it's just like, you know, every relationship she's been in hasn't worked out. And instead of being like, what's wrong with me? What can I fix? Maybe I can be a little bit more you know? Maybe I can, like, what's the word? Concide or compromise. She's like, I'm perfect. Everyone else has got problems. And I'm just going to make the perfect thing, you know? So, yeah. I don't know, man. I was just talking to my therapist about this today. He's like, you want to find someone that, like, you love the good things about them, but you also accept their flaws, you know? So if you're just making a thing that's perfect, are you really putting any flaws into that, you know? No. You're only going to put the things you think are perfect. I don't know. It's a weird thing, obviously, but I just find it really, like, I would think, I don't know. I guess if you're going to go with the hologram, you got to go all out, just put the good traits. Why would you put bad traits in the hologram, you know? I don't know. I just think, like, yeah, you need real life things, man. Like this cat. If I had a robot cat, would it be this? Maybe it would, because cats, you don't need to, like, I don't know. I always feel like that kind of stuff gets really weird when you're talking about, like, satisfying needs and instincts, like, synthetically, you know? I feel like that's really weird, and I don't know, there's just something that's, I don't know. I always try to think about it in terms of, like, I don't know if this is like an apples to apples comparison, but like with like sports, like there's so many analytics that go into like decision making, but those analytics, if they were perfect, they're never perfect is what I'm saying, but you think they're numbers, right? You put it like, you know, you put it in ChatGPT, spits it out. Shouldn't it work? But it doesn't, because that stuff can't quantify human emotion, human element, you know, and stuff like that. So it's never perfect. Like, all these teams use analytics to, like, build perfect teams that are going to win the championship, and then, you know, they usually never win. So I don't know. I still believe, like, there's always going to be a market. There's always going to be a need for human actual interaction. Like, comedy comedians are like, oh, we're going to get replaced by robots. Nah, people still want to see someone with a fucked up childhood, you know, go up there and embarrass themselves, you know? A robot up there, how could you feel bad for a robot? a lot of comedy is just liking someone and feeling bad for them, you know? So, yeah. In a way, I chose a good career, you know? You want to choose a career that's like, is always going to be in need. Like, doctor or what's another thing that's always in need? I guess making food, right? I'm so dumb. There's more examples I can't think of right now. But giving the gift of laughter, also one of those jobs that would always be in need. So my mom used to give me shit. Be an accountant. Be a blah, blah, blah. It's like, hey, robots can do accounting. You know? I chose a better career path, if you think about it. All right. All right, guys. So those are kind of the topics I wanted to share with you guys today. Interesting stuff, right? I will, no questions. Usually this is the time I answer questions, but, no one wants to ask me anything. No one, like I said, man, I have a small fan base here and, you know, to the few that are into this, please send me some questions. I'd love to answer them. That's okay. I can just yap on, you know. The questions are just, you know, a bonus. I can fucking go on all day. But real quick before we end, because I do have to get on with my life. You guys see Bulba? I'm literally just massaging his belly. This is great. I'm blocking him with my foot. Oh, he's the best. All right, let's get to some motivational quotes here. I feel like every motivational quote every week is kind of like a different version. Like, they're different ones, but they mean the same thing. But here's one. Here's a non-traditional one. This is from the Nightcap, which is a podcast with Shannon Sharpe and Ocho Cinco. I love sports, and I love their kind of banter. This is in terms of relationships. If you ain't funding me, if you ain't feeding me, or you ain't effing me, then I don't F with you. I think that's great because if you really think about every relationship, like with a partner or whatever, like the only relationships you really need to invest your time, money, heart, soul, energy into are the ones where someone's giving you money or like funding your lifestyle, giving you fucking food to eat, right? Actually feeding you, keeping you alive, or having sex with you, right? If they're not doing any of those things, like you shouldn't be giving those people any investment, you know? And it's so stupid, but it's really true. Like, every person I've been with, like, relationship-wise, you know, that I put effort into has, like, checked one of those boxes. And, like, and also, like, the relationships that didn't work out, the reasons why they didn't work out, now that I look back at it, is, like, I realize, like, they weren't checking at least one of those boxes, you know? It's funny because, like, it's like, you know, I hope I can, like, you know, I want someone almost to ask me for advice one day about, like, a relate, like, oh, this girl, I'm seeing her, you know, she's not texting me back, I don't know what to do, how do I get her to text me back? And I'm just gonna be like, bro, is she funding you? Nah, I got my own job. Okay. Is she feeding you? No, I mean, I cook sometimes, but I usually order in. Okay. Is she fucking you? No. Then who gives a fuck? Then fuck her, dude. Like, what are you doing? Why are you investing so much time and energy into it, you know? Now, think about it this way. If I'm talking to my friend, yeah, this girl texting her, blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay. Is she funding you? Yeah, she has a great job. She pays for a lot of my stuff. Oh, okay. Okay. Or, is she feeding you? Yeah, she cooks great. She's a great cook, man. She's a great cook, and I can't cook for shit. Then it's like, okay. I see. Or if she's not feeding or funding you, is she fucking you? Oh, dude, she's riding me like a goddamn... what's a good analogy? She's riding me like a horse. What is that fucking bull whore? The mechanical bull. She's riding me like that. It's like, oh, okay. Invest in that. You're like, okay, like, all right, we'll figure this out. But if they're not checking one of those boxes, like, you don't need that, man. You don't need that. And like, it's funny how like so many people, they really will get bent out of shape over people that are not feeding them, aren't funding them, or fucking them. You know, you're a clown. You really are a clown. Unless someone's checking those boxes, don't give them any attention. You know, it goes with exes too. It's like, you know, I've been through breakups, right? And it's just emotional turmoil that's really kind of keeping you in, right? But, you know, I've learned if like if you can be emotionally, if you can support yourself emotionally, right? You can really then narrow it down. Like, look, it's still gonna hurt, but if you can actually be secure and confident in yourself, right? Comfortable with yourself, that you don't, you're not getting your worth from other people, just yourself, right? Then think about it. It's just like, okay, is my ex? She's obviously, you know, well, here's the thing. Like, if your ex is, you know, if you were living with them and they're funding you, they're like, that's a different story. Then you gotta, you know, then there's investment there. But if you're breaking up, like for me, it's just like any, like I've never been in the position where I've been married to someone or depend on them financially. You know, I just, you know, been dating. I moved in with a girl before, but like nothing serious like that, you know? So it's like, yeah, if I break up with someone, it's like, okay, they're not funding me. I got my own job, make my own money. They're not feeding me. I can cook, right? Fuck, I mean, I'm my own diet. And are they fucking me? Well, not anymore, right? Done! Done! So if anyone going through some shit right now, just think about it. Is that person funding you, feeding you, or fucking you? If they're not checking one of those boxes, get them the hell out of there. Get them out of your life. We'll do one last motivational quote, guys. I got two here. They're both kind of things I've said before, but like, if you want to be great, we talked about being great last episode, right? Shit. Man. All right. I don't want to say these two because I've kind of, like I said, I rehashed these. Let me think. I went to therapy today. Is there something from therapy I can give to you guys right now? I will say this. If you want to live like a, this is not really a quote, but this is something I've learned today in therapy. But if you want to live like a happy lifestyle, the less like, I guess the less you're hiding, the better. Does that make sense? I'm trying to think about how I can word this. I can't do it. It's very personal, actually. So I can't really get too much into it. I'll talk about it in the Patreon. Okay, fine. Fuck it. I'll just go to one of these quotes. You know, do what you got to do when others aren't around. If you want to be, the things that matter in life, it's not the things that you do when people are looking, it's the things you do when no one's looking, you know? And this kind of goes back to like earlier when I was talking about like, look at all these people like, you know, blacked out, drinking, taking pictures, right? They're around people, dressing hot. They're just trying to be like, and I get it. Like, that's totally normal, social. It's just like, but what are you doing when no one's looking, you know? Like, that's who you really are. You know, the weird stuff you do when you're alone at home, obviously it's, you know, if you pick your nose, if you don't, whatever, you walk around with a t-shirt, no pants on, your balls are hanging out the bottom of your shirt. That's like, that's who you are, I guess. But what I mean is like, what are the things you're doing? Like, for me, it's like when no one's around, and this is something I realized too. It's like, like I said, I don't advertise, but it's the podcast. I'm riffing here. But like, you know, everyone's out drinking, posting, you know, about their lives and shit. And like, you know, when I go on the road, man, every weekend, I'm alone, right? No one's looking, no one's caring. And I'm just, you know, I'll go work out. But like, I'm not posting my workout. I'm not showing everyone I'm working out, right? I'm not showing everyone my gain. I don't have shirtless photos in my stories. Look at there, you know? Then I go into my hotel, watch video, right? And then I go do the show. No one's watching. I'm not doing it to impress anybody, you know? I do it because I want to be a great comic and I care about the craft and I care about doing my job, you know? But I will be honest, there have been times, especially when I felt a little lonely and I felt like I needed some attention. I'm at the gym. I'll do like, not a selfie, but like I'll post a picture of me at the gym or like a plate. Look at me, right? Or I'll be in the hotel room writing. I'll take a picture of my notepad writing. Oh, I'm so hardworking. It's just like, you know, who gives a shit, man? You know? I don't know what my point is here. But you know what I'm saying? It's like the things you do when no one's looking. Like, you don't need validation. If you need validation from other people about what you're doing, then you really don't have a goal. Does that make sense? If you need validation, maybe that could be the motivational quote. If you need others to see where you're going, you ain't going nowhere at all. Yeah, that's it. Because once those people aren't looking, you're not going to move, right? You need the attention, you need the eye. That's what's getting you going. It's what you do when no one's watching. That's what gets you to your goal. So that's, I guess, the motivational quote for today. If you need other people to see where you're going, then you're not going anywhere at all. I like that. That's mine. Man, I really hope one day I end up in on Google, and it's just like all these motivational quotes, and I have like my own little section, you know? But you know, like I said earlier, I'm nobody. You got to be someone for people to give a shit about your words and who you are. So, hey guys, you know, I hope I get famous one day, and people are going to be craving this kind of podcast. Wow, that's how James talks. All I see him is doing these Chinese Puerto Rican videos on, you know, as I thought, wow, this is the real him, you know? So, man. But yeah, man. This is what I do when no one's watching. I fluff my cat. I try to be funny. I try to figure out how to be funny for people. And it's a good life, you know? Very grateful. All right. That's the end of the podcast this week, man. Like I said earlier, thanks for watching. Please like, share, subscribe, comment. Please, it helps every viewer, all of you guys, that you guys really do help me get to my goals, and I really appreciate that. If you want some more, please sign up for the Patreons. $5 a month, and then all the money just it helps. I take a little bit, I use it for me, help feed my cats, but then most of it just goes to like making the podcast a little better. So please sign up for the Patreon, and then come see me live if you can, and like once a week now. So I'm going to, if you're not a Patreon member, I'm going to see you next Tuesday. All right. Have a great week, guys. That's it. Adios. Send your questions. Let's get some questions going for next episode. JamesCamachoComedy@gmail.com. Please send them or comment them on the video below. All right, guys. Peace.